So I don't really know what to call this. And I wouldn't really call this a performance. But I've wanted to do this for a long time. It's really simple. It's a little off the cuff, informal, you know, just like me. So what I want to do is just sit here in the dark. I got a little high, and I'm going to talk dirty to you. I want to do it in a nice, soft-spoken voice. And I'm going to try to go ear to ear. Just like that. So maybe it's something you could sleep to. I might pause a little bit. I might break out of character. And if you don't like it, well, turn me off. But yeah, we'll have some fun with it. So, okie dokie. and this, you know, I'm making it up as always, and I'm just going to use my imagination. And why don't you use your imagination along with me? Of course, you can picture me or your guy. Whomever you like. I'm going to picture myself with you. I'm going to picture myself. Let's see, I'm kind of sleepy, so maybe lying in bed, snuggled up close to you. And you're drifting in and out of sleep. You're almost there, but you're still awake. You're nuzzling your shoulders into me, and I have my arms around you. And maybe I would just be kissing your neck. And what do you call it? I mean, it's your trapezius muscle, but that spot between your neck and your shoulder. Just working my way down from, you know, that really, really sensitive. Below the base of your ear, just down your neck, across that spot between your neck and your shoulder, down to your shoulder. And maybe my hands would start wandering because, you know, I'm kind of turned on, and I'd be turned on by you in that scenario. So maybe my hands would wander. There we were. And of course, my left arm is, where is it? No, I sleep with my arm kind of under my head, especially while I'm spooning. So my left arm is out of play here, but I think we can have some fun with my right. So my arm is, well, in my vision, I am on, if you're on the bed, if you're on the bed looking down, I'm on the right-hand side. You are on the left. Okay, that's how I do it. I'm a right-hand drive. Okay, sorry. So, I'm kissing you, and my hands start to wander. My right hand just grazes across your collarbones. Aren't your collarbones sensitive? When someone with a nice, gentle touch, like me, runs their fingers across while they're behind you, kissing your neck and whispering in your ears and knowing just what to do with my along with my hands, to wake you up a little bit, get you nice and turned on for me. When you get turned on, fuck. Sorry, I'm swearing so much, but God, just knowing what I do to you, it makes me so fucking hot. You know, I love making you feel good. It feels so good from an emotional standpoint. But, you know, I'm a guy after all, and knowing that you're there while I'm talking in your ears, just going to that special place in your head, where you can relax and be present, and that blood flows to your pussy. And that's where my hands would be going. And maybe I just nibble. I'd nibble a little bit on your neck. Not enough to leave marks. I'm a nice guy like that. Well, not now anyway. But just kissing and nibbling your neck and my hands going down to that pussy. And you feel that blood rushing. That blood rushing down and God, I can feel you breathe deeper, and that's what you feel. You feel my heartbeat getting quicker when I know you're getting turned on. You feel it through your back, and I feel yours too. I love that. I love feeling your heart rate get quicker and quicker as you get more and more turned on, as your pussy gets wetter and wetter. And swollen, and God, oh, my fingers just gently going past your waist. And you know me, I always talk about it. I love to run my fingernails across your hips. I know it sends goosebumps up your spine. I like to be touched there too. And God, and feeling you let out that first little moan, that little when I make that breath, catch your vocal cords just a little bit. I know you're getting there. And I've got to fuck on my end, try not to get too excited. this is a lot of fun. Just talking dirty to you. And by now my cock would obviously fucking be hard and it'd be pressing into your ass. And maybe I'd draw my knees up. To where you're essentially kind of like sitting in my lap, but we're lying on our sides. And I'd keep running my fingers across your hips. Oh, and you'd feel my cock just fucking pressing into your ass. And maybe I'd get it out, I'd stroke it just a little bit. And I'd put it right between your thighs. So you could feel the heat of my body next to you. And I'd press my body into you. And I would grab your hips. I'd grab you a little firmer. I'd put my arm around you and squeeze. I would squeeze you into me. Just pressing my cock into you. And then maybe I'd ease my grip a little bit. I'd move my hand behind you. I'd put it in between you and me. Running it and maybe giving your beautiful ass a nice squeeze. And fuck, I love the feeling of your curves next to me. Fuck. You're just fucking perfect. Oh, and you can feel how hard I am, how happy I am. So I'd pull away from you just a little bit. God, I'd be so fucking raging hard. It would feel, oh God, it would be like torture. But I'd pull away and move my hand down. And like I said, then give your ass a nice firm squeeze. And then move my hand between your thighs. Oh, and just, because your knees are all tucked in, just reach behind you and just feel the dripping opening of your pussy. And I know you would be so fucking dripping wet on my finger, sweetheart. Fuck. And wouldn't my fingers feeling good, gently teasing your pussy. And God, I know you want my fingers just a little higher. You want my fingers on your clit. Touching you just how you want. Because I'd ask you. It's always nice to ask. And if someone doesn't ask how you want to be touched, then find a new sex partner. But it's good to know how you want to be touched. And that's just how I do it. Your speed, whatever feels best for you. Because you know I want feel good, gorgeous. That's right. So my fingers on your clit and on your pussy is just fucking aching, isn't it? And maybe I keep my middle finger on your clit. I slide my ring finger into your pussy just a little bit, just to feel how fucking wet you are. And then I move my hand down and I reach in, and this angle's really great for this because I can reach right in. I can slide a finger in and just rub that G-spot, right? And don't forget, all the while, my lips on your neck and on your ears. And does it feel good when I just breathe? I just breathe on your ears, my fingers in your pussy, just slowly and torturously rubbing your G-spot, right? Fuck. And God, you fucking know that I want to fuck you. God, obviously, I'm fucking aching right now. Wow, as I sit here recording this, I'm a little excited. I'm a little excited myself. God, I'd give anything to be there. God, and I would take my fingers out of your pussy, and I would rub your juices all over the tip of my cock. Oh, and I'd grab it by the base and just press back up into you, teasing the folds of your wet little slit with the tip of my cock. And then, God, you want me to press it in. You want me to press it in. Oh, as I just slowly tease you, and the tip of my cock just rubs on your clit. And I know I'm being mean and teasing you, but trust me, God, I want my cock in you so fucking bad. Oh, and I would just slide it in, and you'd get that nice electric feeling when I slide into you, when I take your wet little cunt. When I press you into me, I keep you right there, right in that position. While you're sitting in my lap, and I just fucking press into you. I grind my cock into your pussy. Because I fuck you, not only for my pleasure, but for yours. Making sure to get just the right angle. Making sure to hit all of your favorite spots. Oh, that spot just up and in, that pressure. And fuck, when I rub the head of my cock against that spot as it gets more swollen, it feels so fucking good. You're tight, my pussy just gripping my cock. Fuck, and I would have to have you a little deeper. So maybe I would straighten your legs out. I'd grab them and pull them down. I wouldn't be too rough, because I know you're a little sleepy. I'm a little sleepy too. It would let me get deeper inside of you and just fuck right up and into you. God, and you'd feel me. Fuck, you'd feel me in your tummy. Oh, and I stroked you fucking deep. God, fuck. God, wouldn't that feel so fucking good? Just there with me, and I'd move my left hand. I'd get it out from under my head, and I'd move it around your neck, and I'd squeeze you, putting my hand on your right shoulder, my right hand on your hips, just pumping you into me. And, oh, God, fuck. I could fuck you like that all goddamn night. God, and I would fucking just fill your pussy with my cum. Fuck. It would feel so good. And I know you hadn't gotten there yet, or if you have, I like you to come in many form factors. So, I would, of course, and my favorite thing to do, grab your legs, slide down between you, and lick my cum from your dripping slit. Jesus Christ, parting your lips, tasting your hot pussy, swallowing my cum while my tongue flicked on you. as long as it takes. I love eating pussy, and I love the taste of yours. God, finishing you like that. I'm going to have to stop now before I get too excited. It's been nice talking with you, beautiful, and I hope you enjoyed. Till next time, sweet dreams, or hell, a pleasant day.